This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Rochelle Olsen is a tremendous reporter, columnist, opinion maker. And so we thought about, let's get Rochelle on the show. Because, first of all, she's really good. Not afraid to give an opinion. Plugged in. I think there we can talk about many things, Susie, outside of just politics with Rochelle. Including on Thursdays, Jeers and Cheers comes out. That's Rochelle's new column, Jeers and Cheers. So we thought we would preview it here on WCC Radio. But then what did Rochelle Olsen tell Dave Harrigan earlier in the day?
What
did you tell Dave Harrigan earlier in the day?
Well, I can't talk about tomorrow. It'll go up later today. I can't specifically talk about it before we post it on our website and it's been properly edited because nobody needs, you know, an unedited, unfiltered Rochelle Olsen.
Oh, yes, we
yeah.
do. Yes, that's why we're having
me?
You on.
Oh, my
right.
God. I would pay.
Yeah. I mean, if we're getting the refined pulling punches, Rochelle Olsen, we're hanging up on you now.
Right?
We want unvarnished.
Rochelle gives me a stomachache when we're out on a story together. She goes after people so hard that...
That's why we're having her on.
I get a tummy ache. I remember you almost made someone cry when you were asking them why there was curtains going to be up at an NCAA basketball tournament.
Oh, what's that story?
I think it was Morrison. I don't know. You had her at a press conference and you were
Jim Morrison?
No. It was a lady.
I don't think that's true. You must be talking. I know what you're talking about, and I've actually been thinking about those curtains because they're I'm not kidding you. It's tournament time.
Yeah.
You remember this, Chad.
Da, 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 da.
You remember this. They
yeah.
bought those curtains,
yes.
And I, off the top of my head, I can't remember whether it was $1 million or $3 million.
Yes. No, you're right. It's ridiculous.
Specifically designed for U.S. Bank Stadium.
100%.
Because everything had to be
yes.
uniform lighting. And you know where they are right now?
In a closet.
I'm not sure, but I think they are in a storage unit somewhere in, like, Roseville.
Oh,
and they haven't been used since, and that was the NCAA Final Four when it was here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Haven't been used since.
It's ridiculous. I could use them. I could use some curtains.
Some $1 million curtains.
Well, no, I don't need all of them.
We could make a down payment on Excel's renovation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to pay for them. I'm just saying if they're in the closet.
That lady so nervous, Rochelle's like.
Well, no, she's right, because it was such a waste of money. You know, and if they were going to use them moving forward,
yeah.
And okay, then you're still saying
it's a lot of money.
How much money? Okay, I mean, you know,
can you imagine what it takes to put those curtains up in that building and mm-hmm. then take them down?
No.
I mean, next time you're in U.S. Bank Stadium, look at that roof.
So that would be a jeer, right? That's not a cheer. That's a jeer right there. What we can do, Susie, we're going to...
I think sound effects are in order.
Yeah,
you?
Dave, next week when we
like
when we start...
checking in.
I'm trying to think who at the trip can tip me off and get the cheers and jeers and get Rochelle in trouble when we're talking about it. It'll be like...
Oh, by the way, I get in plenty of trouble on my own.
So do I at this station.
So
that's why we were having you on. Dave will need a jeer and cheer. Okay, just give us two. You don't have to give everything, because people get the whole thing when they go to StarTribune.com about, what would you say, about 4 o'clock or so, right in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You know, it's just little,
give us a little. Give us
tomorrow in the print version, of course.
Give
you'll
us a
pick that up.
Yeah. Give us a
subscription to the paper.
Yeah. We encourage you to do that. 612-673-4000. I pay for the Star Tribune.
All right.
I don't get delivered anymore.
So what we're doing is trying to convince Rochelle to give us something because we're plugging
I'll give you something.
Yeah, we're plugging the heck out of it. Yeah, all right.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, so I told you that those curtains have been on my mind.
Yeah.
And so there's a reason, because there may be a reference to the roof at U.S. Bank Stadium in the coming Cheers and Jeers.
Oh. Do we need more repairs at U.S. Bank Stadium?
No, we don't.
Oh.
Oh. So.
And that's it. It most likely would be a cheer, because that stadium has been through 10 winters now.
And it's still holding up.
That roof on that stadium has been through 10 winters.
But let's be honest, and you've written about this a lot, we've had a lot of upgrades of U.S. Bank Stadium. It seems to me more from afar. It seemed like Target Field has upgraded to stay ahead. Rochelle, it seems like U.S. Bank has been chasing their tail a little bit on things that didn't work as long as they thought. Is that a fair assessment?
What are you talking about?
I would say the siding. They've had to redo.
That was an initial issue when it first opened that they did fix right away. They fixed that right away. But I will say also, I have reported a lot on this, and I always have to sort of familiarize myself, because all these buildings are very complicated financial deals and complicated architectural and design situations. Target Field is a completely different beast than U.S. Bank Stadium. I mean, it's mostly a single-use ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper. You're not using it year-round. It's not as big. So it's really...
It's better.
Tough comparison, I think, in some ways.
Okay, let's stay. Okay, Susie.
Well, the
question is,
in Cheers and Jeers, Rochelle, will you take shots at members?
That's a jeer. Yes.
No, I want to know.
It's been running for multiple weeks.
That's not true.
Yeah, thanks, Susie.
Yeah, yes, it has.
But it's only been about a month, Susie, so you're not that far behind.
Well, still, she's our news editor on this show, and she's your pal.
We are pals.
Yeah, not that much of pals if she's been doing stuff for a month and you don't know about it.
Not a supportive pal, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm changing.
One-way pal when it benefits Susie. That sounds like
a... Listen, Rochelle, I am going to step up my game. But I do want to know, because
okay.
I haven't...
Hold on.
Shut up. God, they're so mean to me, Rochelle. I hate them in here.
Oh.
All of them.
Yeah.
Do you take
Poor
shots?
Poor Dave's doing nothing.
I know, and he's just under the bus. Do you or will you take shots at, like, members of the media?
I don't know that I have yet. It's only been a month.
Yeah.
But, yes, I'm sure that my...
Well, yeah. If
somebody does something that merits... being called out, sure.
Okay. It's politically based.
Oh.
So if someone puts themselves in position, can I encourage you to take your first media shot at Tom Hauser? Go after Hauser. And here's your first jeer. I don't hear Hauser. I don't need to hear about another marathon. Okay. Enough about your marathon. Harrigan, are you with me on that? We don't need to find out you're running every
marathons.
Day.
He's always joyful with the little thing at
no
the
5Ks,
end.
No 5Ks. No 5Ks.
Enough.
No weekend with the Run Westies. Hey, we stopped for a beer.
Yeah,
look at us.
Exactly. We got enough. Runners, Rochelle. Runners tell us way too much about running, okay? Go do it. It's great. But we don't need to hear about it every 5 seconds, okay?
Well, have you met any CrossFit people? They make runners sound like...
Yeah, they're insufferable, too.
I know. Well, I'm going to go research Jeers and...
She's going to research it. Seriously, sometimes we'll do a segment on this show, Rochelle, that we've been doing for like 10 years, and she'll come and go, that was a cute little segment. First time you're doing that? No, 15 years.
What else did I not know?
15.
Rochelle, apparently the music here has a theme, and every day they tell you what the theme is.
The bumper music theme, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I'm like, Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Do you win something if you guess what it is?
It's cute.
Now, this is after you, Dave. This is your lane, so go ahead.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. I just didn't know you told. That's all.
Yeah, no, okay. we tell every single day.
Yeah, every single day.
Literally every single day.
Is Susie just filling in for somebody? What's the
deal
here?
That's a question we've been asking
She's
for about 30
to
years.
Do. That's the problem.
About 30 years here at this place.
I am a full-time employee, but Rochelle, when I knew you were on, I'm like, oh my God, I have to jump on with Rochelle because I love you so much. I just really...
Even though I have no idea what you do, but I love you so much.
No, I respect and admire and think you're pretty cool.
You just don't read her.
You don't read her. I really don't know what she does.
I talk to you when we're out and about on stories.
Yes.
You definitely do. You do acknowledge my existence.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Very good.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. We're almost out of time. What is the biggest... Okay. Let me ask you this. With Walls and the recent excellent story in your paper about Walls and his little interaction with Republicans... With the session still, with everything still to be decided, do you think he's going to change his approach in any way and interact at a higher level with the Republicans? Because I think the answer is no. Are you with me?
Well, actually, no, he already has. They're meeting regularly now. Yeah, they're meeting. They met last week. I think they met again early this week. Of course, I think he's in Texas today doing a town hall with Beto O'Rourke. But yeah, they're meeting regularly and they're trying to work out targets and stuff. They can get. This is the thing: is they can get dialed in quickly when they choose to, and including Walls. I mean, it's just a matter of deciding you want to do it or that.
Well, and so far, he hasn't wanted to meet with them. Right. I mean, in your own paper story, it was like, well, if we're going to get something accomplished, I'll meet with them. But if they're not going to be flexible, I don't want to meet with them.
Well, that I think he wants to know, you know, he doesn't want. I think what his point was is that he doesn't want them to just show up and listen to his plan and then shoot it down. He wants to hear what their alternative is or what their plans are. And it sounds like that's a valid complaint. I mean, part of that is when you're in the minority, you don't always have to come up with your own competing plan, though. So I think that's what that's about. He doesn't want them to just show up and say no to his plan without offering a counter.
But now, since we're all so connected, right, with either a narrow margin or no margin or speakership, they have to come together. This is great. We'll figure it out. I'm going to tell Susie off air where you work and where she can get jeers and cheers.
Should I send her a link for a subscription to the Star Tribune?
I think you should.
She'd write it off. She'll figure it out. That'd be that'd be fantastic. Thank you, Rochelle. We'll talk next
week.
Thank
you.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Rochelle Olson, right here on the home of the Twins. We think. CCO.